Welcome to the Voice Over Work podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services. On the podcast today, we take a little deeper look into a book introduced in a previous podcast with a chapter-by-chapter look at Mindful Master, 10 minutes a day to less stress, less worry, more peace, and more resilience. Written by Nick Trenton, narrated by Russell Newton. Chapter 1, The Art of Being Present. Meditation is not evasion. It is a sincere encounter with reality. Thich Nhat Hanh. Today, the word mindfulness is seemingly everywhere. People now speak of mindfulness and meditation not only in the realm of temples and retreats, but also in the workplace, schools, hospitals, government, the military, and even the sports field. Researchers have studied the effect mindfulness has on our productivity, resilience, and well-being, and now neuroscientists are even investigating the effect meditation has on our brains. But most of us would be hard-pressed to come up with a concise definition of mindfulness if put on the spot. What does it really mean? Is it some wishy-washy Buddhist concept that promises peace of mind, ecstasy, and enlightenment? Is it a stress management technique? Both? If you think that mindfulness is more or less the same as meditation, you're partly right, although there's a little more to it. In 2012, the American Psychological Association gave their definition of mindfulness as a moment-to-moment awareness of one's experience without judgment. In this sense, mindfulness is a state and not a trait. While it might be promoted by certain practices or activities, such as meditation, it is not equivalent to or synonymous with them. Mindfulness is essentially awareness, but it's a certain quality of awareness that we can cultivate within ourselves. While it's so easy these days to rush in with our personal opinions, appraisals, and judgments of every stimulus, mindful awareness is characterized by a complete non-attachment to the sensations and thoughts we become aware of. Instead of reacting to every transient thought or feeling that arises within us, being mindful is like taking a step back. Chapter 2, Everyday Mindfulness for Mental Calm. Forever is composed of nows. Emily Dickinson. As we've already seen, mindfulness is not the same thing as meditation, although meditation is a practice that can facilitate and support mindfulness. We'll be looking at deliberate meditation exercises in a later chapter, but here we'll consider a range of other techniques and practices that can help us experience more mindful states of awareness. We don't need anything fancy to start. We start exactly where we are, in the now. The ordinary activities of everyday life constitute the perfect arena on which to begin practicing mindfulness. Theoretically, as long as you have a brain and are alive, you can access a mindful state whenever, wherever. Realistically, it can be a challenge at first to train yourself to hold a state of awareness that you might not be familiar with. The prospect of sitting down to think of nothing on a special cushion in the middle of your room may seem a little bizarre and daunting, but you don't have to begin with sitting meditation or even use that method at all. From the moment you wake up, your life is a parade of back-to-back invitations and opportunities to enter into a moment of conscious, heightened awareness. As you wash your face, slow down and really feel the sensation of the water against your skin and the smell of the soap. Eat your breakfast more slowly and notice not just the textures and tastes, but yourself and how you feel. Completely relish the experience of having the chair support your weight underneath you. There are many myths and misconceptions out there about what it means to be mindful. One of the most common is that you should be empty-minded, completely calm and serene, not allowing a single thought to puncture your flawless Zen perfection. Chapter 3, Melding Mindfulness with Meditation. Meditation is not a way of making the mind quiet. It is a way of entering into the quiet that is already there, buried under the 50,000 thoughts the average person thinks every day. Deepak Chopra. Meditation for novices and veterans. We already know that mindfulness is not the same as meditation, but for most purposes, it's useful and convenient to think about mindfulness in terms of a meditation practice. To define it simply, meditation is any mental practice involving three key features: awareness, focus, and relaxation. Though we can find these three experiences in a range of different activities, meditation is the deliberate pursuit of all three. Usually done quietly and alone in a seated position with eyes closed, we can expand meditation to include the more popular psychology-based perspective, wherein we become more familiar with our inner cognitive and psychological processes. This means we can use meditation to become more aware of and skilled at things like concentrating or observing neutrally without attachment. This definition may sound simple, but due to its intangible and personal nature, meditation has often been misunderstood, and myths abound about what counts as meditation. Firstly, don't believe that you need to wear certain clothes, burn incense, sit on a special cushion, or play whale song in the background. The only requirement is that you are still and undisturbed. Although, that doesn't mean you can't meditate if there are dogs barking in the distance or noisy neighbors upstairs. You don't need to be a Buddhist or include any particular religious or spiritual elements in your meditation practice. Unless you want to, of course. Chapter 4, How to Overcome and Defeat Everyday Eruptions. Drink your tea slowly and reverently, as if it is the axis on which the whole earth revolves. Slowly, evenly, without rushing toward the future, live the actual moment. Only this moment is life. Thich Nhat Hanh. These days, meditation has become popular enough that no self-respecting lifestyle guru or wellness influencer would claim they do anything other than meditate daily. The aesthetic of mindfulness has infiltrated all aspects of life, and many people now consider some form of mindfulness a self-care basic, like taking vitamins or going to the gym. Of course, we all want to be calmer, kinder, and more zen in everyday life. But fewer people will admit to finding meditation difficult, unappealing, or just challenging to squeeze into a modern busy life. You sit down to meditate with the best will in the world, but it's not so easy. What if you have a 2-year-old nagging at you to pay her attention, a stressful meeting in 15 minutes, and a head simply bursting with items on your to-do list? For the busy bee. In a way, we can practice meditation best when we're out in the real world. Sitting serenely in a minimalist room with the water feature trickling in the corner is lovely, but not altogether feasible for most of us. We've already seen why it's worthwhile to start a more formal sitting meditation practice, but that's not the be-all and end-all of living a content, mindful life. We can be mindful all the time. No matter how busy we are, where we find ourselves, or the challenges we encounter, it can all become a part of our ongoing practice. As long as we are alive. 5. A Path to Fulfillment and Satisfaction. With every breath, the old moment is lost. A new moment arrives. We exhale, and we let go of the old moment. It is lost to us. In doing so, we let go of the person we used to be. We inhale and breathe in the moment that is becoming. In doing so, we welcome the person we are becoming. We repeat the process. This is meditation. This is renewal. This is life. Lama Surya Das. The more you practice meditation and cultivate mindful living, the easier and more natural it will become, and the more you'll notice the subtle yet profound changes it brings to every moment of your life. Learning to conduct yourself with eternal quiet wonder at the present moment and a willingness to embrace it and yourself exactly as you find it, this is a gift in itself. Used in this way, meditation is not a cure, not an escape, and not some attempt to improve on an unwanted present moment. Nevertheless, the irony is that in learning to be still with and accept the present moment, we often do end up improving on it. If you've practiced meditation for long enough and seen the results in your own life, you may have wondered at its potential to tackle deeper emotional and behavioral issues like addiction, depression, or anxiety. Gaining awareness to break bad habits and enhance self-control. One thing meditation may help with is breaking bad habits. What is a bad habit when you really think about it? Just as the ground gets worn with ruts in the places people most often walk, our brains become imprinted with our most well-used neural pathways. Just as our muscles and organs get used to repeated actions until they become automatic. This has been Mindful Master, 10 minutes a day to less stress, less worry, more peace, and more resilience. Written by Nick Trenton, narrated by Russell Newton. Copyright 2020 by Nick Trenton. Production copyright by Nick Trenton. To learn more about today's author or book, please visit Amazon.com or Audible.com. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, and trivia from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.